Chapter 6. The Bible and UFOs. Before we answer the question we just left off with, let me back up a little bit. As I share this with you, what you need to know is that I'm not only familiar with this topic on UFOs and aliens now as a Christian, but as was stated in the preface, even before I became a Christian, I was well versed in this phenomenon. I've been to conferences talking about UFO abductions, I've read the books, many books on UFOs, I've had some strange encounters myself, and even talked with and interviewed various people having various encounters themselves. I share this not to toot my own horn, so to speak, but to share with you this point. It's only after becoming a Christian and reading the Bible that I began to see their true identity and what we are being prepared for. And folks, let me tell you, it's not a pretty picture. UFOs, I truly believe, are one of the most deceptive lies ever to hit this planet. As we shall see, they are clearly demonic in nature, as was alluded to in some of the historical sightings, yet so few, even Christians, have a clue of what's really going on, let alone what our world is headed for, and what these so-called space brothers have planned for our planet. So let's begin to answer that question. Just exactly what are we really being prepared for by all these sightings and accounts of UFOs and aliens in our history and throughout the media? Are they benign entities or are UFOs the great last day's deception? To answer that, let us now turn to the Bible and see what it has to say about this issue. Believe it or not, Jesus Christ, out of love, clearly told us in the Bible exactly what was going to happen in the last days, which I personally believe we are in. And yet here's the irony. People have been trained to either scoff at the Bible and or just flat out not even pick it up, so as to not discover the truth themselves, including the truth about UFOs and aliens and who and what they really are. So, let's do our homework and see what Jesus said about the last days and hopefully answer the question, do UFOs play any part, specifically, in that time frame? First of all, speaking of those days, Jesus said flat out you don't want to be there. It was going to be the worst time in the history of mankind, full of deceit. So much so that if God had not shortened the time frame, nobody on the planet would survive. It's a horrible time and you absolutely don't want to be thrust into that period of deception. Here's what he stated.
Matthew 24:3-11 and verses 21-27. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or, there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So, if anyone tells you, there he is, out in the desert, do not go out, or, here he is, in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
Here we see, the very first thing out of Jesus' mouth to indicate when we're living in the last days, is that it is going to be a time that is characterized by not only deception, but great deception, massive lies, that we cannot even dream of. That's how cunning and deceiving they are. He said they're promoted by false prophets and false Christs or messiahs, and that is exactly what these UFO occupants are doing and claiming to be, as we will see in just a little bit. But the point is this. The last days are such a time of great deception, such a powerful delusion, that it even comes close to deceiving the elect, if that were possible. That's how strong of a deception it is. Therefore, we're warned, according to Jesus, according to the Bible, that we need be on our guard so that no one deceives us. That's how big, that's how powerful these last days lies really are. We need to be on our guard, so we don't fall for it as well, even as a Christian. This is also what the Apostle Paul warned about elsewhere concerning this period of massive.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-4 and verses 8-12. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness.
So that's the question. What is this lie that the Apostle Paul is talking about here in the last days? What lie is so powerful that we are warned about it over and over again, and it's so powerful that even the elect has the potential to be deceived by it? Well, believe it or not, many researchers believe this lie could very well be linked with the UFO phenomena that is occurring all across our planet, and their appearance is going to play a major part in this last day's deception mentioned here. This lie is so powerful, so seductive, that people will eventually do what it's designed to get them to do, to sign allegiance with and even worship the Antichrist himself in the 7-year tribulation. This, as we shall see in a moment, is just what so happens to be on the slick agenda of UFOs and aliens. They are duping people into believing this last day's lie so they will worship the Antichrist and prepare them to enter into the 7-year tribulation that will be the worst time in the history of mankind according to Jesus. This is why I unashamedly state that these entities are clearly demonic in origin. But let's not rest this on my own personal opinion. Let's now turn to the hardcore evidence and see why UFOs really are the great last day's deception, and you tell me, when you take a look at the facts presented here, that we're not dealing with a satanic agenda here.